That must have given you pause when sort of getting into this space, just saying, well, I know how this could go, and setting those boundaries and limitations for whatever your intended purposes and motivation is within the space. I completely agree with you. For those VAs who have, you know, sort of blown up overnight and presented with all this adulation and attention, it's something that's it's an ongoing issue.
It is, and I'm human too. I like to flirt with people, and I think that's part of the space that you're in, and that's the kind of conversation that you're going to have with everyone, because that's what we're talking about, sex and sexual things, and so that's the type of conversation you're going to have. But I'm a vocal vibrator.
Oh my God, Ben, I'm clapping that. That is brilliant.
And that's exactly where I should stay. You know, I am your vocal vibrator. I love doing that for you. I love being that for you.
Wow.
But I'm not going to be your boyfriend. I'm not going to be your boy toy or whatever you want, whatever else you think it's going to be. It's not. I love conversations with people. Yes, I love meeting everyone and whatnot, but it's not going to be an online relationship. It's not going to be anything like that. We're going to have fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. And then you're going to go off and do your thing, and I'm going to go off and do my thing.
Yeah. And I think, that's where these things do kind of fall down when it's not clear what the level of comfort is or what the boundary is or what the level of expectation.
It's the level of expectation. Yeah. You know, what am I expecting from this? You know, and some people are great and understand what that expectation is and what the role of each of us is in that. But others don't. And it's not their fault. It's just the experience that they have. And they've found something that's really nice and bright and shiny and want to, you know, hold it as long as they can, because it makes them feel so good. And I've been there too, you know, where I've held on to something that is nice and bright and shiny, but it's not mine to hold on to, right?
This is it. So. This is it. This is almost not entitlement, but they're like on a sort of parasocial level. It's an issue. It's an ongoing issue of, you know, I see these primarily male VAs being called out and being cancelled, for want of a better term, and not managing themselves or, you know, presenting themselves as best they could, or, you know, their level of interaction perhaps, you know, being problematic. But also I think, and I know I'm probably going to get shot down for this, but whatever, it's my chat, so whatever. I think
I can say whatever the hell I want.
The BBC's not coming for me. I don't know if listeners, and I am one too, always take responsibility for their role in those sorts of situations.
It's a level of social maturity. And it's not about age. It's about social maturity.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have the experience of some interactions and social maturity, you will expect more or believe that you should be having more out of something that is not there. And it's a hard thing to learn, and it's a hard thing to do. But we're all going to do it, whether you're a doctor, lawyer, you know, working at the grocery store, everybody. So everybody's the same thing. So VAs are no different. Listeners are no different.
No,
but yeah, it takes two people. It takes two to make it go good or to make it go south. It takes two people. And you both have to take the responsibility of that, whatever you've created, and the possibility that it's going to not work out.
Yeah.
So if you haven't thought of that possibility, you're just fooling yourself. So take that responsibility that this is what it is, and it could go not the way you want it to go. Take that responsibility, own it, and
please,
then don't be mad at the other person for fucking it up, because you could have fucked it up too.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think you put that really well. What I, you know, you mentioned about, you know, whether whether you're going for a drive and you want your old standards, your greatest hits to yeah. play, or your bright and shiny. I think your longevity in the space and for others of the like, there is in itself its own sort of level of comfort with that, but also clearly you've established yourself, whereas I could be wrong, but I would hope and I would think that you don't have those sorts of issues with perhaps overzealous listeners. I don't know. How is your experience with that?
Of course,
now?
I definitely have had those.
Yeah.
It has been, yeah, I mean, I people have feelings and you have to remember yeah. that. You know, people yeah. have feelings.
We're emotional.
So, you know, things, exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, by telling someone to flip off, you know, just because you don't have the time or want to do anything, that's not nice either. But explaining to them that this is, again, I'm a vocal vibrator, put me yeah. in your pocket and I'll do fine.
Yeah.
And then put me away and yeah. And bring me out when you require me and I'll be there for you, but I won't be there for you in other aspects of your life. And that's the explanation that you have to go through. And, you know, as I say, it also makes it difficult because I'm a very people person and I love to talk to people.
Yeah.
I love to get to know people just outside of, you know, all of this stuff as well.
Yeah.
And create relationships outside of that. And I think I've had a bazillion healthy relationships that have formulated out of this.
Brilliant.
Which has been great. But again, people come in with an expectation of something that is not viable or reality, and that's just all it is that level of expectation is for on their end has been elevated to a point where that they're going to be disappointed in the result.
Yeah, I always say expectation leads to disappointment on some level if it's not agreed upon. So yeah, I appreciate that about you, and I think that's probably something that comes with you know, the time, that the amount of time that you've been in this space. It's I too listen, go back and have my greatest hits that I listen to of a creator who's long gone, unfortunately, but I still have, you know, some of those go-tos for my drives.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, absolutely,
and,
right?
And that in itself is the reliability of that and the comfort that they provide me personally as a listener, as a consumer of it. I appreciate it. And you're right, when, you know, new creators come in and you don't know that that needs to be developed and established, are they going to stick around, you know,
right.
or when they disappear and abruptly overnight and it's kind of like, oh,
yeah,
I'm not going to hit you.
Because you buy in, you're in. It's like,
yeah,
I am,
invest,
I am now
right?
making, I've made this connection. I've made this relationship. And from my point of view, I value that, you know, I value that person has entrusted me with something that's very intimate to them. And I always say I value privacy and respect above all else. I give it and I expect it in return.
Absolutely.
So because we are dealing with something that is, you know, maybe in some cases socially unacceptable, I totally value and respect, you know, your privacy. And in that, and this is something that just happens between you and I, and if you want to express more of that, or, you know, that's totally fine. It's, I am definitely, hopefully a safe place for that. And that's what I just want to do. I mean, if you want to express all those things, yeah, please do. I mean, there's so few places to do that. I would love to hear about them. You would love to help you through whatever that is. They're not a problem. It's, you know, the audios lead to so many other things, and which is, you know, again, a beauty and a tragedy all at the same time.
True, but, very true.
But it's that experience. It's that journey. It's that journey. And if I can just be like a small little part of that journey, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's also that that people are willing to be vulnerable with you, with myself. And I don't know if you receive these. I have a lot of things disclosed to me, and sometimes I'm like, well, I don't know what to do with that, but thank you for sharing. And I would like to be, or I would like my audios to be a safe place, a haven, some sort of sanctuary. I always sort of bang on about providing some sense of connection, care, or comfort. Me personally, that's Wicked Fairy. You know, that's that mm-hmm. persona. That's what that is. Me yeah. personally, I'm not your therapist, but I have created audios that may, you know, I would hope provide one of those things or that in yes. some sort of sense, you know. That's how I can support. Yes. And
I've done the same thing too. You know, yeah. you I've given affirmation audios, and some of my poetry goes to just life experience, period.
Yeah.
You know, and when I do Q&As, one of the biggest questions I have is, what would you tell your 30-year-old self? Oof. What would you tell your 25-year-old self? What would you tell yeah. this, you know? And that is, you know,
what do you come up with, Ben? What do you say? What would you say? let's do that one. Let's go down that road.
Listen, everything is every failure is a positive. So there's nothing negative. You know, if you're going along and you're slipping and falling every time, it gets better. You just learn from every experience, and it's the journey that you get there. Listen, I am living my best life in the time that I am now. Wow. And I've had a lifetime of fucking up and not being productive, not being successful, not being anything, not being happy. Mm-hmm. Being, you know, sexually, you know, disgruntled and frustrated or not, you know, knowing my shit very well.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, wow, I think I'm kind of figuring it out now. And what a great time to be here, because you just realize that all that shit was actually good stuff to go through.
Just
appreciate where you are now. So, you know, 30, 25, whatever. Horrible years for me.
Yeah.
And most people, I think, you know, but that's what makes you appreciate the great stuff to come.
Yeah. I too, I guess I'm at a stage of life that I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. And I'm much more settled into myself and accepting of myself that, you know, this is me. And it took X amount of years to, you know, for that shit to settle. I needed that.
Remember that, you know, you'd always be flabbergasted when your, you know, grandmother would say something completely audacious. You know, she would talk about, I remember when I was getting fucked up the ass. And you'd be like, what? Oh yeah, anal sex is so good. You should try it one day. And all the kids are sitting around going, what did you just say? What did you just say? Oh my gosh. But it's true. When you get past a certain age, you don't give a fuck.
Zero fucks. I give zero fucks because this is me, and I'm unapologetic about it because I don't need to apologize for it. Take it or leave it. And I'm okay if you leave it. I'm not worried about somebody once said to me, or often says to me, just like, anybody else's opinion of you, it's none of your business. It doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. And I think you get more of that when, you know, you just get tired of all the negative feedback. I just don't want any negative feedback anymore. So I just don't listen to it. And, you know, and like you said, you know, when you first started, were you worried about the negative feedback? Nope. I was already at that point where, you know, I would take it all as constructive criticism.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, the ones that I dismiss are the ones that, you had me until you said this. Well, that's your problem, not
that's
mine.
That's an issue.
That's your thing, not me.
It's you.
That audio didn't hit you. Yeah. I have 100 other ones that might hit me nicely. Yeah. But that one didn't. And if you want to comment on that, that's great. Move on. I don't care.
Scroll. See, that's it. Just like, I don't give a shit because...
There was 30 other people who loved it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's right. You know, but I this is something you talk about, social maturity. I don't really experience, the issues or the messaging or, you know, the unsolicited dick pics that those of a perhaps younger age do. Or I think age is quite irrelevant. I just don't experience that. Like I have, not many, and that's not an invitation, people. I don't care for it. I just like, okay, What do you want? You want me to high five you because that's what your dick looks like? Just like, no. But I can let that go. I think a lot, perhaps without blowing smoke up my own ass, just that I have the social maturity to hang on. What impact does this have on me? Oh, that's right, none. None.
Right.
I choose to let that go.
Right.
Whereas I guess
Yes.
I think, and well, I see it all the time, those that perhaps may not have that level
They
of social
choose to be
maturity.
offended. They
Oh,
choose to be
yes,
offended.
they
This, I'm
get
going to
up and
choose
hurt
this for it to be
and
offended me.
rage about it
Well,
and just like moan
why?
and just like let it
Right?
go, close the browser, delete the email, block
Sense.
the listener or whatever interaction it is.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't see that happening. I see it more and more that, people are taking screenshots and posting them and getting up in arms about it. And then a little posse will form. And then, then there's an all
It's
out
a
bloody
witch
online.
hunt.
Yeah. It's
Yeah,
like,
it's
oh,
a witch
come
hunt.
on, people. It's free audio porn for the most
Right?
of it.
Yeah,
we
right?
just want to
You
make
get
you
what you
feel
pay
good.
for.
Ryan Fishy, another creator, he's just like, here's your free refund.
Exactly. Yes. Thanks for coming
Exactly.
out.
Yeah.
And I
Thanks for
always say,
coming in.
I always say, well, whatever, negative comments come in or whatever things come out of it, I'm like, I will thank you for listening anyway, because you did
Yeah.
listen at some
Yeah,
point. So
exactly.
thank
You
you for
can.
listening. And that's as far as we go.
Shut that
And
down.
I just don't surround myself with any sort of negativity. I've had so much
No.
negativity in my life, and I decided that if anything comes across my timeline and any of my social medias that's
Yeah.
negative or rubs me the wrong way, it's, again, it's a complete delete, mute, go away,
Yeah.
not listening, not interested. All I want is, happy tingles and vibes and good
Yeah.
feelings, sex on
Yeah.
my stuff.
Life's
That's all
too
I want to
freaking
see,
short, man. Just come on. Just snap
Right.
out of it. And I've
Yeah.
only just recently learned about and old sorry, socially mature. Learned about the mute option on Twitter because
Right.
it's like, oh God, I'm so, first of all, I'm sick of seeing that. And then I don't want to hear about that. Oh, what, that one? No, I don't, it adds zero to my day to experience any of that. But as a result, my Twitter feed is so small.
Right.
It's just, oh gosh. Like, yeah, I don't post. I just primarily use it to sort of cross post and promote other things. But it's just like,
It's
nah.
hard to get out of that Twitter algorithm. Once
Yeah.
it figures out what it thinks you like, you're in that spin cycle. And to jump out of it, there's a few different things that I do to jump out
Yeah.
of it. That, oh yeah, I'll go through all my followers and like something on everybody's thing, or interact with somebody on
Right.
everyone's thing, or I'll go through and I'll just try to skip the algorithm so it doesn't know what I'm going to be doing on it every day, and then it will give me
Ah,
something
look at
new and wonderful like that.
you.
Because
Okay.
and I see a lot of people like that too. They have their following 500 plus people, 1,000 people, but they're seeing the same 60 people all the time.
Yeah.
So where are the other people gone?
I might
So
need some
you
tips on that because, yeah, I'm a
yeah.
bit of a neophyte with it all. I make Twitter my bitch, basically,
Yeah.
and just use it for what I
What
want
you
to use it
need.
for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben, can I ask, with regards to, what you do other people in your real life know what you do and with your phone and your microphone?
I can probably count on minus my thumb on one hand
Yeah.
how many do. Yeah.
Yeah. Is
That's it.
that something would you feel comfortable in other people within your real life knowing, or could that potentially have a negative impact, or how could that potentially, not be received very well if people were to find out?
If people were to find out, again, I'm at the point where whatever.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
if you know I'm doing this, then obviously you've listened.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So who's the more guilty? The person who's created or the person who's consuming it, right? So how did you know I do this? And
Yeah.
then I got you. Then really,
Yeah, okay. So yeah. Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
The only thing I would worry about is being doxxed for being, completely facetious and like, bad ulterior motives.
Yeah.
That is just mean-spirited, and I would have a problem with that because of the this mean-spirited, and you're just coming after me just to
it's a falsehood, yeah,
just to piss me off. But honestly, if anyone was to do that, it's like, well, that's their prerogative. That's what gets
it's
them
out
off
of your control, right?
It's I'm not gonna sweat about it. I'm not gonna worry about it. I'm not gonna be a thing. I'm not gonna care. So it kind of deflates that bubble too, that, oh, I'm going to get this person, you know, publicly humiliated and whatnot. Mm. Believe me, I've been publicly humiliated in bigger places than this.
It's like, so. I'm sorry, this isn't new. You're not the first. This isn't what? New. Get in line. You know, just...
Exactly. This would be nothing new for me. So, again, having that kind of laid back attitude also takes the deflation out of wanting someone to do something mean-spirited like that. But again, that's their prerogative. And
well, you're not going to change it, are you?
I'm not going
to
live
it's how you respond to it.
Yeah,
is,
I'm not going to live in fear of it. I'm definitely not going to live in fear of it, for sure.
No, I'm quite transparent with people in my real life, knowing what I do. I'm proud of it. Not to say you're not proud of it, but I'm fortunate enough to be able to be open about it. But yes, for those who, you know, I've had a couple of negative comments, and I feel, you know, quite like I don't get them. But these two in particular just kind of sat with me. One was just mean. It was just mean. And one was, a throwaway comment. And it was my response to it that I just thought, if you're trying to get a rise out of me, it's not going to work, you know, because I don't give a shit. It's just, it's not your comment out of, you know, the 100 other people who commented or listened. It's irrelevant. It's relevant. Mm-hmm. If you needed to say that for your own purpose, go you, whatever, you know. Yeah. But meh.
Your best response is, thank you for listening.
Yeah, that's it.
And
thanks
that's
for
it.
Listening. Yeah.
That's it. Because they did.
Yeah.
Right.
Sucker.
In order to have a response, whether it be positive or negative, you had to listen. So thank you for that. I appreciate
it. well, Ben, I feel like I could talk to you for hours, particularly with your experience in the space. But I usually wrap these up after about an hour. But I'm trying to sort of approach a range of creators.
Absolutely.
In erotic audio, those who have the longevity that you do, and new creators, you know, people from around the world, and people, not only VAs, but also sort of script writers and editors and mods. And I'm actually keen to find a listener, an avid listener, who is new to the space. To just like, well, how are you going with that? How's that working out? You know, so thank you so much for having a chat with me. I think there's lots of valuable advice within this get in my ears. You know, for those of us who are socially mature, I'm gone with that now.
Well, I never said I was mature. Highly juvenile, highly inappropriate, yes. But definitely not mature.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves,
right?
Because, you know, you will be that grandpa at that family gathering, you just saying, you know, when I was taken at the ass.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
I relish that day. Can I tell you? Right. I can't wait. Oh, Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you for this. I really appreciate it so much.
No,
and
not
you're
at
right.
All.
We could talk for hours on these subjects.
Yeah, very much so. So people can find you in a range of places. I will list those.
Yeah,
details.
Every social media is In My Hands Audio. It's Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, Tumblr, Literotica, and of course, my subscription page, which is Vanilla Audio at In My Hands Audio as
beautiful.
Well, it's all the same.
Beautiful. That's great. We didn't even get into the why In My Hands, actually, just briefly. I know it because I've listened to you before, but for those who don't know it, can you explain In My Hands
briefly? Yeah, I think I was going through one of the many transitions that we have in our life, and trying to figure out my own sexuality and of being dominant. Am I dominant? Am I what kind of
yeah.
role do I play? And again, when I started writing erotica and whatnot, I just thought, well, this journey is in my hands. And and I just said, this is in my hands. And not only that, I was, you know, with someone at the time that they were in my hands too. So my hands were the ones gripping her. The hands were the ones leading me. It was all in my hands, her, me, relationship, everything was in my hands. Do I wish I'd come up with something else? Yes. But I think a lot of VAs do. You know, Todd, not who Rose thinks. Yes. That's kind of an odd one. I know Hank on Twitter, on on his Reddit was like, was here, but not back again or something.
Yes,
crazy.
Yes.
So like, we all come up with something.
That's Hank. Yeah.
Right. Mm. Exactly. But we don't never know where it's going to end. Right. We just know where it starts. And this seems to be good, you know, a good thing when it starts, and that's where you choose. And there, you don't know where it goes from there. And then you're stuck with what you had.
Rebranding is just too difficult.
Too difficult. I'll just stick with what I got. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll stick with it. Yeah. No, I appreciate it. Thank you, Ben, for being here and enlightening the listeners and myself included. I can't wait to see, you know, what comes out, whether it be in 3 weeks' time or 3 days' time. Next week, Literotica, by the time this is posted, it will be out. So, yes, I will list the places where you can find Ben and his content.
Posted on Vinyl Audio today.
Oh, wow.
I'll be posting twice more this week on Vinyl Audio, and I'll be posting a few things to my social medias as well this weekend.
Fantastic. All right, Ben, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you in the wild.
Fantastic. Thank you.